Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Voting for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections has begun this morning. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories are being covered under this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh are on the polls in this phase. Voting began at 7 this morning and will end at 6 p.m. The prominent candidates whose fate will be decided in this phase include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Gail Sharma, Umar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Simultaneously, polling is also taking place in 35 assembly constituencies of the Odisha Legislative Assembly today. Two individuals identified as Nizo Setyo Kire, 24-year-old, and Kritsona Vori, 25-years, have been arrested by Kohima police in connection to May 18 physical assault made on an elderly man who succumbed to his injuries. A release from BRO Kohima stated that a report was received in North Police Station on May 18 evening that an elderly person has been hospitalized in a private hospital following a physical assault by some individuals in the aftermath of a vehicular traffic-related scuffle. The victim was identified as Kejralelie Lawrence, who subsequently succumbed to his injuries. In this regard, a criminal case has been registered in North Police Station under relevant IPC, and further, the two accused have been arrested. It may be mentioned that the deceased was the PA to Deputy Commissioner Kohima and also the present president of Mezoma Metro Keho. Western Angami Youth Organization, WAYO, is holding a public rally today to protest against the alleged murder of Kejralelie Lawrence, personal assistant to Kohima Deputy Commissioner, by two youth, Nizo Setyo Kire and Kritsona Vorie of Kohima Village. In a press note, the WAYO appealed all Western Angami citizens to join the public rally, which will begin from Barra Medical Junction at 10 a.m. and proceed to the DC's office for submission of a memorandum. Assam Rifles conducted a Mary Life awareness drive in Jipu village of Pek district and encouraged the villagers to embrace lifestyles that enhance both personal well-being and environmental sustainability. The campaign focused on raising awareness about the significance of conservation, moderation and sustainable practices. By highlighting the benefits of these practices, the initiative seeks to foster a community-driven movement towards greener living. Villagers were educated on various eco-friendly habits such as reducing waste, conserving water, and adopting renewable energy sources. The campaign also emphasized the health benefits of sustainable living, linking personal wellness with environmental stewardship. The villagers' active participation serves as a model for broader implementation, showcasing how collective effort can lead to significant environmental and personal health improvements. The Margaret Shishak School of Music, MSSM, yesterday hosted the 10th anniversary concert, which is also the Golden Jubilee year of Patkai Christian College. Addressing the event, wife of Chief Minister Nagaland, Kaisa Rio, said MSSM, founded with a mission to nurture musical talent and promote artistic expression, has made significant impact on the musical landscape of our community. She said music has a profound influence on the development of a person and its impact is significant. She advised the students to choose music that edifies and builds up one into a dignified person. She also hoped that the school would continue to serve as a bastion of creativity, a catalyst for artistic manifestation, and a witness to the enduring legacy of Margaret Shishak. Further, Kaisa congratulated the college and MSSM on their remarkable milestone and believed will continue to grow and thrive, inspiring future generations and leaving a lasting impact on the community. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.